Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 17. This is letter number 6393, Baruch Hashem, the 15th of Tammuz, Tavshin Yudches, Brooklyn. Again, Harav HaGoyen, Harav HaChosid, man of many activities, Marenu, Chaim Shol, Sheyichya, Brook. He was a very known Chosid, Mashpia, and he lived in Rishon LeZion. He has a lot of his descendants all over the world, in Brooklyn and other places. So the Rebbe is saying, I'm responding to your letter dated the 11th of Tammuz with the redemption of soul that was included there, which will be read at an auspicious time on the holy tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the Rebbe's free Rebbe titles over here. The Rebbe responds, he wrote about that he has a candidate to study with a class in the Yeshiva Achei Tmimim. That was the name, you know, Tomchei Tmimim was the main name of the Lubavitch Yeshiva, the central Yeshiva, but the side yeshivas, a lot of them, they were called Achei Tmimim, the brothers of the Tmimim. They're not the central, but there. This was in Rishon LeZion. He is the one that was in charge of that yeshiva there, and he's asking the Rebbe about a candidate, whether they should take him as a teacher. And the Rebbe says it's understood that this depends on his talents and his getting used to the students, etc. But the Rebbe says, the way you write in your letter, there's another issue over here, that he is currently a teacher in the Reshet, in the network Olo Yosef Yitzchak school. So I guess the issue became, can we take away from this other school a teacher to bring him into this school? So the Rebbe says this would require consultation with the Reshet, with the other school, because it's obvious that we shouldn't cause a deficiency, God forbid, in these schools. So if taking him away would hurt the other school, then the Rebbe says you need to consult with them in this issue. But the Rebbe says you have to make sure that he's a qualified, he's a capable, he's a teacher that is able to do the job properly, that he has the talent and he has the way with students. And the Rebbe ends with a prayer that you should give good news in all of the above mentioned matters in your letter. And also, the Rebbe says, understood and obvious also to the condition of the holy yeshiva, because apparently, as the Rebbe continues to write to him, the Rebbe says, I'm surprised on your being so down-spirited that you write about it on this time, on the days of redemption, in Beis Gimel Tammuz. Apparently, he wrote to the Rebbe not such a flattering report of the situation of the yeshiva, how it's working and how it's turning out. And the Rebbe says, it's not, now is a time of, before Yud Gimel, Beis Gimel Tammuz, times of redemption, it's not appropriate time to feel down, the Rebbe said. And the Rebbe says, for sure, you know the meaning of the verse in which it says, it's a verse from the Megillah. Over there, the verse says, "Vayomim Eilan Niskorim Nasim Venasim." So, literally, it means the days are mentioned and done. But the Rebbe says, translates it as many times, when these days are mentioned, so then Nasim, they actually are done. In other words, we're not just talking about something that happened in the past. When we mention these matters of redemption that took place, then they become present also, they bring about redemption. And the Rebbe says the words of the righteous and their activities and the items that they extended, they last forever. So you have the strength and the power, the infusion of the Rebbe's actions and what they brought down. But when you work with this, you need to work with joy and with gladness of heart. And therefore, when you do it with excitement, with happiness and gladness of heart, then you get the strength in the trust. And the Rebbe says, as related also, at the Fabringen over here, of Yud Beis Tammuz, the Rebbe said, the words of the Rebbe Rashab to his son, the Friedike Rebbe, in Yud Beis Tammuz Tov Reish Nun Hei, the previous Rebbe was actually born on Yud Beis Tammuz as well. It's his birthday. It was his day of, it's a nice birthday present. That's the day he was freed from his exile on 12th of Tammuz. But this was when the previous Rebbe was 15 years old. His father, the Rebbe Rashab, told him, when he explained to him the holy letters, which in the Alter Rebbe, in the Tanya, in Igeres HaKodesh, so over there it says, Chogro ba'ois mosneho. Chogro ba'ois mosneho, that's the verse we say in the Eishes Chayil from Mishlei, that she girded with strength her loins. What does it mean, girded with strength? What does this strength mean? So he concludes in the Geres HaKodesh, Oiz is Mesidas Nefesh. Oiz means strength. You girded with strength, that is self-sacrifice. What does it mean, self-sacrifice? Mesidas Nefesh is Azoi unit anders, like this and nothing different. You insist and you know, you give yourself over. There are no choices. There is no options. This is the way it is and nothing different. And this is also, the Rebbe says, the way it needs to be as it relates to the yeshiva, that it needs to exist, it needs to develop. That's the way it is, and not different. That is what it means. Azo yunit andersh. That this is the way it is and nothing else. So when you have that mindset, that this is the way it's going to be, so then you also find the ways to do it easier, as we see vividly. But the main thing is, you have to have that sense of, this is the way it's going to be, it's going to happen. The Rebbe blesses him for good news and all the above. So the Rebbe is writing to this Chaim Scholbrook from Rishon LeZion. Apparently he was a little doom and gloom about his situation over there. And the Rebbe actually tells him that he should be uplifted and be strengthening in his trust in Hashem, because the Rebbe's are infused and they're continue to take care of it. But we have to do it with joy, and when we do it, we get the strength that and the trust that we need. And the Rebbe gives him, the Rebbe spoke about it, and that from Rengen Yud Beis Tammuz, Tov Shin Chai, that what it means is that this is the way it needs to be and nothing else, which means when you make that decision, and then you find the ways to do it actually in an easier way.